Alice Miranda in New York, Alice Miranda, Book 5, written and read by Jacqueline Harvey.
For Ian and Sandy and Lindsay, Prologue. Hugh Kennington Jones stared at the yellowed piece of paper in his hand. He scanned the extravagant lettering and read aloud. It's not fair to Master Hugh. He should know the truth. The rest of the characters danced on the page. What truth? What does it mean? Hugh murmured. Opposite him, across an acre of desk, sat a silver-haired man. I wish I knew, sir. I've asked the solicitor in charge of her affairs if there were any personal effects. There may be some clues. Hugh Kennington Jones exhaled deeply. I suppose so, but it's unlikely. I imagine it's all been dumped by now or sent to the charity shop. There was no family as far as I understand. Hugh stood up and walked towards the door. The older man rose to his feet and followed. Thank you, and I appreciate your discretion, Hector. Hugh reached out and firmly shook the man's hand. I suppose we'll just have to wait and see what turns up. Very good, sir. I'll be in touch if there's anything else. The man retreated from the office and closed the door behind him. Hugh Kennington Jones held the page in front of him. You always were a strange one, Father. And now this. He carefully folded the letter, strode back to his desk and placed it at the very back of the top drawer, which he locked. There it would stay, for now. Chapter 1.
It's not fair. I don't know why you have to go, Jacinta grouched. We've only been back at school for a month.
The fair-haired girl and school's former second-best tantrum thrower sat cross-legged on the end of Alice Miranda's bed, watching as Alice Miranda packed. The tiny child smiled.
Please don't be cross, Jacinta. It's a wonderful opportunity. Miss Grimm said I should make the most of it, and I know Mummy and Daddy are terribly excited. Besides, I told you ages ago. It's just come forward a couple of weeks, that's all.
You said you were only going for 2 weeks, and now it's much longer, Jacinta griped.
Alice Miranda folded a pair of jeans and placed them neatly at the bottom of her suitcase. Millie rolled over on her bed beside them and propped her elbows under her chin.
Who's going to ride over and visit Miss Hepzibah with me now?
Don't look at me, said Jacinta, curling her lip. You know I hate horses, and I certainly won't be going near that pony of yours, Alice Miranda. He's a nasty little beast.
Alice Miranda grinned.
Bonaparte just has a mind of his own, that's all. And it's only for a month or so, not even the whole term.
But that's forever, Jacinta sighed. I'm sure Susanna will go riding with you, Millie, Alice Miranda assured her friend. And really, Jacinta, I'll be back before you've had time to miss me.
I wish we could come. I'm sure there'll be loads of movie stars and celebrities at the opening party.
Jacinta sprang from the bed and sauntered across the floor, as if she was walking a red carpet. Millie looked at her and laughed, then jumped up and pretended that she was taking Jacinta's photograph.
Jacinta, over here, this way, look at me!
Millie ordered like a mini paparazzo.
Gorgeous, amazing, you're a star!
Jacinta smiled and struck a pose with her hand on her hip.
I wish you could both come too, Alice Miranda said.
Hey, Jacinta's smile turned to a frown as the thought suddenly struck her. My mother had better not be invited. It's just the sort of thing she loves, a fancy department store being relaunched. Oh, ugly, ugly, Jacinta. What's with the face? Millie grimaced. Those pictures are not going anywhere near the cover of Gloss and Goss.
Alice Miranda giggled. As if I'd ever want to be on the cover of that rubbish, Jacinta rolled her eyes. That would mean I was turning into my mother.
She launched herself off the make-believe red carpet and onto Millie's bed.
I thought you and your mother were getting on much better, Alice Miranda commented. Hasn't she rented a cottage in the village, so she can spend some time with you on the weekends?
Yes, but I've only seen her once, Jacinta said, and I haven't been near the cottage because she's having it repainted. I don't know why she's bothering. It's not as though she's going to come and live here permanently.
At least it's a start, Alice Miranda smiled. There was a sharp knock at the door.
Hello, girls,
Mrs. Howard's voice drifted ahead of her into the room.
Whatever are you doing there, young lady? She said with a glance at Alice Miranda's open suitcase.
I thought I'd get a head start, the girl answered.